Welcome to Finish Well Radio, where changing the world starts with changing the home, with your host, Meredith Curtis.
Hi, I'm Meredith Curtis. Welcome to Finish Well Radio. We're so excited to talk about Christmas today and Christmas traditions, one of my very favorite things. So thank you for joining us. We are so excited and thankful for our sponsor, Kiwi Company. We love their product, and you'll hear more about them later. But today, we are going to be talking about starting strong and finishing well with Christmas traditions. I remember being a little girl and going to visit my grandmother every December. We would go up the first weekend in December, and we would have an early Christmas with my grandparents and then my mom's cousins, and we would have a big Christmas dinner and exchange gifts, and that was a really special thing that I look forward to. When we would land, my grandparents would come and pick us up, and I would sit in the back seat between my mother and grandmother, and I would turn to my grandmother and say, "Beezy, are there cookies?" And she would laugh, and she would say, "Of course there are cookies." And that was something I always loved about my grandmother, is that she always had cookies in little tins in her pantry. And I have such fond memories of baking Christmas cookies with my mom. We'd sit there and we'd roll dough out, or we would be dropping cookies on the pan, and we'd be working together and chatting about things that seem just ordinary conversations. And some of those conversations are so precious. I wish I would have recorded them so I could play them now and just enjoy those sweet memories. So if you're listening today and maybe you're a teenager and you're thinking about, or you're a young college student and you're thinking about traditions that you want in your own home, or maybe you're a young mom, or maybe you're even a grandmother like me, this is for everyone. I'm just going to talk about traditions and how we can use them in a way that's very, very effective in accomplishing things. And so what do I mean by that? Well, I believe that we can use holidays to celebrate God's goodness and make the truth about God alive. I also believe that we can use holidays to instill godly character or cultivate godly character in ourselves and our children and our grandchildren and our parents or whoever we share the holiday with. Holidays also, and holiday traditions, give us as a family a sense of identity. Like, oh, we're the Curtis family, and this is how we celebrate Christmas. And it's especially neat when you get married to establish your own unique traditions, or kind of blend the traditions from both sides, because you're a new family and you're starting a new household. Holidays are also a time to be refreshed. And so as we talk about the holidays and holiday traditions, I am not a big one for, you know, doing things that are hard and difficult and not fun and, you know, this is how we do it and by golly, we're going to do it, or spending a lot of money and getting in debt. And no, we're going to talk about things that are simple and fun and that people of all ages can enjoy together, because, you know, Christmas is one time when it's family, and there's a lot of people of different ages when everybody gets together. So, you know, you have seasons where it seems like everyone's really little, and then you have seasons when everyone's kind of older, more like older kids and teens, and then all of a sudden, you know, your kids get married, and then there's grandchildren, and then once again, it's just every single age. So you may be in a season right now, you say, well, no, everyone's kind of homogeneous. Don't think that is going to last. So I hope that you'll enjoy getting some ideas, because no matter where you're at, you can start a new tradition. And this is our first annual, you can tell everyone. I found the things with life, and it holds true for traditions too, is, you know, be proactive. Don't let life happen to you, but pray and ask God, what do you want to do? What's your plan? Like, what would be awesome for Christmas to make it special for everyone? What would you have me to do? And as, especially if you're a woman, I'm sure most, 99% of the people listening to this are probably women, and we just have such a heart, you know, to celebrate and to make everything special for our families, so, or our future families. And so I just want to encourage you that God put that in you, and move forward. Don't just kind of sit back, but ask God, what do you want me to do, and help me do it, and do it through me, and then move forward. So I want to just talk about traditions that we have done that have been fun for all ages, and also they have been really helpful in just accomplishing the things I talked about in the beginning, you know, making truth alive, celebrating God's goodness, building godly character, and all of those things. So one of our favorite things to help instill a celebratory feeling, as well as helping the Christmas story to come alive, especially to children, is we started a tradition called the traveling dinner. Now, we had had a tradition in my family where we had a big Christmas Eve dinner. And then in Mike's family, he wanted a big dinner on Christmas Day. So he wanted both dinners now. So every Christmas, I was making this huge dinner Christmas Eve and then another huge dinner Christmas Day. So my friend said to me, well, what are you doing for Christmas Eve? And I said, you know, I'm making a big dinner. Then we're going to go to a, you know, a church for like a midnight service. And she said, I said, what are you doing? And she said, we're going on our traveling dinner. And I said, a traveling dinner? What is that? And she said, well, in honor of Mary and Joseph, because they traveled the night Jesus was born, then we travel somewhere. So we pack up the car and we go somewhere and we have like a picnic. And I thought, no cooking? A picnic? I could get into this. So I told her without even talking to anyone. I'm like, oh, well, can we do it with you? And she said, of course. So we made plans to do this traveling dinner together. Now everybody was angry at me when I came home. And I don't recommend doing this because I was too impulsive. I should have asked everyone first. They're like, I can't believe you committed us to this. And I said, well, it's just 1 year. It's just 1 year. So we go. It's freezing. We go to the beach, okay, because we live in Florida. It is freezing cold. Now, many Christmases we wear T-shirts, but that Christmas it was freezing. So we had blankets. We were bundled up in coats and everything. We're at the beach and it's so cold. So we eat our food and we go home. So in my mind, I'm thinking, okay, we're done. We did like pray and sing and like read the Christmas story too. So we did, you know, we didn't just eat there, but anyway, I just thought this was miserable. Everyone was cold. So we get home. And so my kids are like, oh, I loved it. It was so fun. It was really great. And I'm thinking, you've got to be kidding me. It was freezing and you were complaining about the cold. But anyway, so that was our first traveling dinner, but that was the first of many. And we have been doing that now, the traveling dinner, for this will be our 18th year that we do it. So it's really been a fun tradition and everybody loves it. And it's exciting because you're going somewhere. And then when you explain to the kids why, well, you know, Mary and Joseph had to travel from Nazareth to Bethlehem to pay their taxes. And then Jesus was born. So in memory of them, we're doing that. We're just traveling somewhere and then we're going to eat. And so we go and, you know, a lot of times we go to this park near our house and all the kids play. They play football or frisbee or, you know, cornhole or something. And then we gather together and we do the devotions and we sing carols and we read the scripture and we talk about it. And we ask the little ones, easy for little ones to answer questions. And we eat good food. And oh my goodness, it's so fun. And our kids have really come to appreciate it. And it honestly is so easy. You just pack up like finger food and sandwiches. And that's it. And you go on a picnic. But it has really been a special tradition. And I think it's really allowed my children to kind of get a feeling of what was happening that night, that it wasn't just like, oh yeah, Mary's going to the hospital to have a baby like mom did. But no, it was a completely different thing. So that's been a really special thing. And as my kids get older, we are still having the traveling dinner, don't you know? And so it's something they've never outgrown. They really love it. Another thing I like to do at Christmas is, because God so loved the world that he gave. And so my heart is to teach my children at Christmas to give like God gave, because the Bible says that Jesus died for his enemies. So that's really loving. So I don't make my children go out and buy gifts for people who like spit on them or beat them up. I don't think they have anyone who does that. But what we do is we choose things to do at Christmas that are special, and they teach my children to give. So we will usually do the shoebox. That's a newer thing, but we love that. We used to do the tree angel. I think you would go to a store and you would pick the angel off the tree, and then you would go purchase what the child had requested. It was usually children whose parents were in prison. And then you would buy the gift, and then, you know, so my children would pick that out. With the shoebox, my kids would go and pick it out. They would pick out all the gifts for the shoebox. And that's with Franklin Graham's ministry, Samaritan Purse. And then we just fill the shoebox and then turn it in. And I love that, because my children are actually purchasing something, and they're actually picking out something that is going to go to another child in another place who needs it. So it's very personal, rather than just giving money in the Salvation Army thing. Not that we don't do that too, because a lot of times we will, but I wanted my children to have things that were hands-on, so they were tangibly choosing something and then giving it away. As my children got older to be teens and young adults, right now, all of my children actually sponsor Compassion Children, and so they give out of, you know, working, they give gifts to their Compassion Children. So I was like, oh, I have no one to do my shoebox with. So this year I did my shoebox with my grandson. So he and I went and we filled the shoebox. So that was really, really special. One of my grandsons, I have two. Another thing is that Christmas traditions help us establish family identity. So one of the things in our house that I realized, I never knew this. You know, you just do things as a family and you think, oh, every family across the world does this, but it's not always true. One day we had these two young men who were new to our church, and we invited them to come to spend Christmas with us because their families were far away. So they came and spent Christmas with us. Oh my goodness. Their response to the way we celebrate Christmas is this: I never met a family that sings so much. And we were like shocked, because we love to sing Christmas carols. So when we do our family devotions, we sing Christmas carols. When we have our Christmas devotions, we sing Christmas carols. So we love to sing, and so we're always singing. So I just thought that was really funny, because you know how you just don't know those things until an outsider kind of is like, oh wow, you guys sing a lot. So anyway, that was kind of made us realize, like, we do have our unique family identity of what we do and what we like to do. We love to go caroling as a family, and sometimes we'll just go caroling with our church, but we've gone caroling just as a family, and that's really special to us. So we do love to sing. So we're the singing family, I guess. The other thing that we like to do is we like to do things that are just very refreshing. We'll turn off all the lights and just have the Christmas lights on, and we'll just sit there and we, you know, drink hot chocolate or just relax, or we'll go out and we'll look at lights, or up at Lake Mary City Hall. We live in Lake Mary. There's this really pretty light display. So we'll just go up and we'll sit in the gazebo, or we'll just enjoy things. And so we don't always have to be rushing doing things, but there are times that we just kind of soak it up, you know, and or put on Handel's Messiah and just soak it up. So that's something we don't always have to be rushing, doing, going. We can just sit and kind of soak in or listen to things when you think about traditions for yourself, so now I just shared a couple. You know, we bake cookies. We have special foods when we decorate the tree. We open our stockings on Christmas Eve. You know, I could rattle off all my traditions, but I wanted to encourage you to ask God to show you what traditions would be neat for your future home or what traditions would be awesome for your family right now. The first thing some of you are saying, some of you are like, oh, wow, that's so cool. I want to do that. Others are saying, well, I'm not a creative person. So this is what I want to say to you. Don't believe Satan's lie that you're not a creative person, because you were made in the image of God and God is creative. So you are creative. So don't listen to that lie. You are creative. And if you ask the Lord for ideas, He will give you those ideas. I would encourage you to think in terms of honoring Christ. One of the most special things that we do is our family devotions. And we start them the night we set up the tree and decorate. Officially, they go from December 26th all the way to the 2nd of January. But we kind of start them really near the beginning of December because we're not able to do them every single night. But they go through the entire story of Christmas, starting with Zachariah and Elizabeth. And of course, you know, they touch on all the different aspects, and we have a super long devotional for Christmas Day. So that's free for you. If you would like a copy of that, go to my website, jshomeschooling.com. And if you go to the free ebook gifts, you'll see the devotions, and you just download them, and you can print them, or you can just leave them on your Kindles or tablet or whatever. That's our gift to you, so enjoy. But think in terms of honoring Christ and doing something that's centered on Him, and think in terms of fun for all ages. We like to read books aloud, and I find I always found that my older children love to read picture books to my younger children. And I think everybody secretly likes picture books, but they don't like to admit it when they reach a certain age. And also, traditions can be silly. Like, I like to set up a little Barbie, a pink Barbie Christmas tree, and I set up some of my Barbies, and they'll be like having tea or, you know, Christmas caroling or something, and just do silly things like that. But I have really enjoyed doing that. And everybody thinks it's funny, though I don't think any of my children would carry on that tradition. My mom and dad, they're priests, they were Episcopal. He did not like Santa. He's like, don't focus on Santa, focus on Jesus. And so my dad, to tease him every year, would buy him a huge, very, very, I was going to say iDrive, because iDrive is this place near us, but very kind of garish and way out there Santa thing. He and his best friend Jerry would do this together. One time they put a big inflatable Santa on his roof, and they just would do things like that as a joke. And so that was a tradition, and it was very silly and very fun. Things don't have to be serious, and everybody loves things that are funny, from little ones to older ones. Before we finish, I would like to take a break right now, and we are going to hear from our sponsor, and that would be Kiwi Crate. So we'll be back in a minute. Have you ever been stuck on how to bring your lessons to life? I just discovered Kiwi Company monthly subscriptions of hands-on projects that make learning fun. Their core offering is projects that make learning about STEAM, science, technology, engineering, art, and math, accessible and are designed to spark creativity, tinkering, and learning. Some recent favorite crates are the Slime Lab, Physics Carnival, and Paper Circuits. Kiwi Crate was founded by engineer and mom of three, Sandra Olin, and her deep desire to raise kids with the creative confidence needed to become the next generation of problem solvers and critical thinking. I couldn't agree more with their mission, and I'm excited to be able to offer you the chance to try them for free. To learn more about their projects for kids aged 2 to 16, and to redeem this exclusive offer, visit www.kiwico.com/homeschool to get your first month free today. All you need to do is pay $4.95 for shipping.
You've been listening to Finish Well Radio on the Ultimate Radio Network. Now, back to your host, Meredith Curtis.
Welcome back. We are talking about Christmas traditions. I've shared some ideas with you, and then I've given you some hints of ways that you can get started. I just encourage you, once you come up with some family traditions, stay the course. Don't get discouraged and wonder, because the good thing about traditions is they happen year after year after year. And as time goes on, they build a sense of security in children and honestly in us. There's something about tradition that is very soothing, and it just gives us a sense of peace. And now with that said, be willing to let go of a tradition if it saps life rather than bringing life. If it just is too hard and too awful, don't do it. But keep things simple and make family time a priority. Now, I'm going to give you an example of adjusting traditions, because sometimes you do. You have to just kind of adjust traditions and, you know, go with something new. So I have a tradition with my kids and my friend Laura's kids. So Laura likes to go shopping at the last minute. I usually had all my shopping done by, the end of November. So she would go shopping and I would babysit her kids. And so this happened a couple years. And then I was like, we should do something fun. So I started a tradition where we made a gingerbread house. And those gingerbread houses were horrible. I could not make the sides stay together. I'm just not an artsy person, you know? And so, I mean, it was a disaster. I would spend all this money on candy and I'd make the dough. So finally I thought, I'll buy a kit. So the kit was easier, but I still couldn't make the walls stand up really well. Then I found out you can buy gingerbread houses that are already made. All you do is frost them and put on the candy. And I thought, you know what? That is me. That's where I'm at. I am not a make the dough, glue it together with cement icing. I'm just not good at that. So, but this is fun and I can still do this and everybody loved it. Anyway, it just made everything a lot better. Don't try to be like someone else. I have friends that roll out the dough and make the gingerbread house. I have friends that don't even do a pre-cut one like I do. So everybody's different. Do what you enjoy and keep it fun. And make family time a priority. Set aside times and say, this is our family time. And we're going to be doing the devotions this week, Tuesday night and Thursday night. So make sure you're home. We won't be watching a movie until they're over, or everybody just make sure you schedule your day so that we're all together. People like being with their family. Teens like being with their family. So if everybody knows ahead of time, instead of 5 minutes before, hey, we're going to do devotions, but mom, I have a test tomorrow. See, if you give everybody a heads up at the beginning of the week, then everybody can plan for it, especially when you're dealing with older children or young adults. Lastly, finish well with your traditions. One year I went home from college, it was spring break, and sometimes spring break fell on Easter and sometimes it didn't. And this fell on Easter and we went home and it was Easter morning and I got up and there was no Easter basket. And I was crushed and I cried. And I thought, oh my goodness, I'm 19. Why am I crying? And I told my mom and she's like, oh honey, I would go out and get you one. I didn't know you still wanted one. And I realized, looking back, I was so embarrassed that I really wanted an Easter basket. I didn't tell my mom that I cried or anything, you know, but she would have felt terrible. But I realized that children never outgrow the need for parents to maintain traditions that are special to them. Now, I'm not saying get your kid an Easter basket. I'm saying, like, if there's something special that you make every year, and then maybe even though the dinner switches to someone else's house, you still bring that meat, that food. And, or if there's every year you buy your kids an ornament and they want that tradition to continue, then go ahead and continue that for them. So find out what matters to your children as they're growing older and leaving home, going away to college, getting married, and living on their own. What matters to them? What do you still want to do? And if you're a teen, tell your parents what matters to you, what makes you feel loved and special, because our children always need our love. Our parents always need our love. And a bad way to hurt someone is to not be with them on a holiday. That's always been a family get-together. And if there's some reason you can't be with your parents or you can't be with your kids, then plan an alternative. Say, hey, I'm going to be out of town. Could we do a special Christmas celebration on this day? And make sure that your family knows that you love them very much. As you get older as a mom, if moms are listening to this and you're older and you have married children, then be willing to pass the baton and be willing to let go and let the children take over traditions they want to take over, but still loving and doing the traditions that matter to them and that matter to you. We had Thanksgiving for years and years and years with my mother. And then one year she said, I really loved creamed onions with peanuts in them growing up. And I was like, what? I never heard of that. We never had that. Oh, well, it didn't matter. I mean, everyone else doesn't like it. And I said, Mom, if you like that, let's have it. Make sure that things that are special to people that we can do. Remember in everything, remember the wonder of Christmas. Christmas is the birthday that cut history in two. Jesus cut history in two. It's not just a religious thing or a reason to gather and give gifts, but we're celebrating an event, a person that came into history and turned everything upside down. And Christmas is the time to remember that when God had enemies, what he did was send his son to be born, a humble birth, and to die for them so that they would have an opportunity to be rescued. So the wonder of God's love, this God of glory and splendor, he laid aside his glory and splendor to take on human flesh. That's amazing. And if we get so busy with doing something intricate that's totally unrelated to that, I think we cheat ourselves, you know, because for us to gaze on this miracle of Christmas, that's going to bring so much life to us, so much joy, because that's reality. That's the greater thing. And of course, lastly, Christmas is the reason we sing, dance, rejoice. Jesus is amazing. And he loves us. And if you're listening today and, you know, you feel far away from the Lord, I just want you to know Christmas is about the God who loves you, the God who will do anything so that you can be right with him and spend eternity with him. We are so loved. And, you know, when I think about Christmas, I think, wow, I am so loved. Our family is so loved. We are so loved. And so I just from the bottom of my heart want to wish all of you a very Merry Christmas. God bless you.
Thank you for listening to Finish Well Radio with Meredith Curtis and the Finish Well team. Please listen in every first Monday of each month at 7 p.m. Eastern Time here at the Ultimate Radio Network.